I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China starts to emerge from its coronavirus epidemic. Details in a moment. And then later, storytellers craft gospel-centered content for global outreach. It's a story you won't want to miss. We'll begin today in Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, where Chinese authorities are finally letting people out of their living compounds. Barriers are going down and healthy people are returning to work. Last week, China started seeing no new domestic infections. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says Christians in the country are now giving believers in the West advice for how to handle the outbreak.
Just be careful. Take care of, you know, be cautious of travel and those kinds of things. But it's always about the attitude of prayer and trusting God. And I think, you know, even with the people that we've worked with, their level of faith that God's got this thing under control, even if it seems like we don't, has been an encouragement to us.
Despite coronavirus restrictions, Bibles for China has continued ministry. Rovenstein asks believers to pray the Holy Spirit would move in China as a result of the church's faithful witness there.
It's just refreshing, and to know that they're concerned about where we are and how we face these tribulations, and that they're praying for us and for people around the world. I mean, you look at Italy and Iran and South Korea, they're in earnest prayer for God to work and move in each of those places as well.
While still in China, let's shift our focus a little to what's been going on under the cover of the pandemic. Spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton, says the Communist Party hasn't been idle. They've removed crosses and
local officials have started to come into churches now and say, wait a minute, you don't have a picture of President Xi in your sanctuary. What are you waiting for to put that up? So the pressure has just ratcheted up and up.
VOM USA posted the four requirements churches have to meet. The problem is that they increase government presence, control, and pressure on both the registered and unregistered churches under the guise of making Christianity more Chinese.
One of the things that the Chinese government is working on is apparently a new translation of the scriptures that they would call a Sinicized translation that adapts the Bible to align with communist teaching.
Working through partnerships, VOM makes sure that the body of Christ still has access to the accurate translations of the Bible. One more thing, says Nettleton.
The government there is working very diligently to deceive the church into saying, yes, you can be a good communist and be a good Christian. Yes, you can pray to President Xi as well as praying to Jesus Christ. So pray that Christians will not be deceived.
And everybody loves a good story, right? Well, Christians should be the best storytellers of all because we have the most amazing story to tell. The story of Jesus. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says they create quality gospel story videos in multiple countries, and they want more people to use their content to share Jesus with others.
One of the things we're doing at International Media Ministries is equipping people who maybe don't have all the ability to go out and buy a big studio or a media package of things, but maybe they have a cell phone. And so we're giving them training in just very basic storytelling with a mobile phone. This gives them the opportunity to go home to their own culture, or if we've come in, to train them to do media stories just from their cell phone, really simple local stories that have a lot of influence.
For example, if you want to share the gospel with a friend from Sudan,
find a video online from a ministry that is in, say, a Sudanese language, but it has subtitles in English, so you both can understand it and then have a conversation. We would covet at International Media Ministries your prayers as we work on these templates to expand the gospel into many more places that we not get attacked nor weary in the project.
IMM's working on more media projects to share Jesus in different countries. We'll connect you to IMM's gospel media content at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? You'll find the links and everything you need at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.